Well, first, you know, this is going to be my fourth year going into this offense. You know, I came in with McAdoo, and we've been working on it, developing it each and every year. It's gotten better. So just there's that in itself, and just personally the way that I feel mentally, physically, spiritually right now, I'm just in a better place. I'm in a real good place. So things are flowing. Just, you know, keep continuing to push them in the right direction.
Did we see the manifestation of that better place with the one-handed catches the last 2 days, and dancing?
And I'm just in a different place. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even feel like I'm here sometimes. My mind is just out of there. But just trying, like I said, just trying to get better each and every day. We talk about it 1%. So what can I do to get 1% better than yesterday? And that's obviously the goal. You know, if you stay the same, you didn't get better at all. And if you're not getting better, that's not why I'm here. So I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to get better.
Do you know why you're in a better place?
Life. You know, you get older, you grow, things happen, incidents, and things change you. So I think it's just growth, which is a good thing. You know, I feel like we all can grow, and the moment you stop growing, you're not really getting any better as well.
Okay, what have you learned about McAdoo as a head coach?
He loves to win. I know that for sure. He loves to win, and he loves the coaches. It's just, you know, right now we're in camp. You got so many young guys. Second year being the head coach, you know, I still feel as if, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, head turning and whatnot, and it's we're all growing and we're all in this together. So I love being with Coach Mack. You know, this is my fourth year. I remember I came in, and, you know, my rookie year he was all over me, and now we have a certain relationship from a respect level. So I pray that this is our biggest year yet.
What goes through your mind that split second when you have to decide between one or two hands and the ball in the air?
Honestly, today, before any of it happened, I told him what I was going to do, and it just happened, you know. And I feel like yesterday I told the receivers in the room, I said, I don't know what happened. I just kind of clicked out. Like I said, I'm in a different place right now, and he threw the ball, and I was like, I've seen this before. It felt like it was like a dream, you know what I mean? And just being able to have that confidence and come down with those plays, I try and bring a lot of energy to this team, especially to my wide receiver room.
How much do the coaches say, hey,
it's you're supposed to catch the ball with two hands. Obviously, I know that as well. Sometimes it just happens. You know, if you catch it, hey, great play. But they'll definitely still sit there and be like, you know, use two hands.
They said that yesterday, even though you did.
I don't remember hearing it yesterday. I think I jogged back slow that way. You know, they can maybe forget about it and go to the next play. So, you know, yeah. I'm not trying to teach the kids out here to use one hand. I was taught growing up to use two hands.
I mean, Odello, I mean, there's a certain showman quality. I mean, if you can do something basic or spectacular, is there anything you like the spectacular better?
Get the job done. That's just where I'm at. It's just get the job done however you can. I got to fight, scrap for it. Whatever I got to do to come up with it, it's just got to be mine. There's no other way to put it.
And sometimes keeping that other arm free, fend off a defender or something, can you work that to your advantage?
Yeah, that's really what you're doing when you're fending them off with this arm. You're trying to keep them away in a space. But with that being said, there's been a lot of times, you know, in the past 3 years where I didn't necessarily make the play because I'm trying to fight off a defender, and not so much you're trying to fight them off anymore. It's just go get the ball, let them make the play on you. So it's really crazy. You know, you're running these deep routes, or anytime the ball is coming to you, it's a split second of decisions that could last, you know, a lifetime. So I'm just working on catching everything that comes my way, make sure, you know, I don't have any mental errors, mistakes, just be the best that I can be.
How long do you feel you've been in this different place? Something happened when you got to training camp?
Nah, this is more like when I was just training in Los Angeles after the season, just the buildup of it all, the pain, everything that I turned into positive energy allow me to be where I'm at today. So just in a good place, you know, just got to keep it there, keep it going.
Odell, with a number of you guys a year further into your careers and then with the addition of Brandon, where would you stack this wide receiving core against the rest of the league?
I guess I got to let them decide that. You know, we're just going to be the very best. I'm going to be the very best me that I could be. Brandon's going to be the best him. Chef's going to be the best, and the rest of the receivers in our room. Obviously, you know, the goal at the end of the day is to be the best. I feel like you want to write the best story. I want to make the best, this the best. Everything is supposed to be the best. If you're not doing it to be the best, I don't know why you're doing it. So, yes, the goal at the end of the day is to be the best receiving corps in the league, but we have to work for that and be able to earn that title.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. If your numbers have to drop double because you have those other guys. Not drop, they're not quite as big as they were before. Does that matter to you?
See that banner? That's all I care about. Honestly, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 in here. I don't know where they put the fifth one, but they're going to have to make room because we need it. And, you know, we got guys, Brandon, coming in. Shep, we're trying to win games. We're trying to put up points. The defense trying to not give up any points. I told the defense earlier, I said, my mentality is we're trying to outscore y'all. Y'all make a stop, we make a score. They score, we score. It's 2-1 on us now. You know, offense is up 1 on you guys. We're fighting against a defense who I feel like we have – you know, one of the better defenses in the league. I don't know if it's the best, but it's definitely up there. And, again, just like them, they're going to work to be the best defense that they could be. So it's just about being the best, excelling at the highest level, and competing.
How much did the loss of Green Bay to your first playoff game fuel your drive to that championship?
You have no idea. I really thought about it, and I'm thinking about it, you know, even growing up, the Giants, historical team, the Packers, historical team, Lambeau Field, ice cold, perfect conditions, everything that you could dream of, and wasn't able to capture the moment, and did it in a horrible way, in a way that, you know, I woke up out of my sleep to, didn't think it was real, but I used that pain, and I turned it into positive energy. And I know that I posted on Instagram the other day, I said, if you can't see it, you're going to feel it, and that's just how I feel. If you can't see where I'm at, then I'll make sure that you do.
Odell, I'm going to go off the board with this last one. Drake, Future, you're really getting the music out there. What else is in heavy rotation in your iPhone?
Moneybag. Moneybag's out there right now. Obviously, you know, I keep the Drake at all times. Migos is always good. I mean, I just love music. Music is what feeds my soul.
Kendrick,
everybody. Everybody, they're doing their thing right now. So, just trying to enjoy it, use that in practice and get me hype and be able to go out and do what I do.
Dancing with the Stars in your future or no?
I don't know about that. You know.